We are on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Just let us quickly go over the Gemara that we have a few Tosfos on the Gemara. Let us just see Leima Ketana. Let us just see the Gemara quickly. We had a Machlekes Vav and Zehiri by the halacha of Mkodem Shezoche Ma Shezoche Zoche. What is he Zoche? Is he Zoche in the Shvach or is he Zoche in the Guf also? Vav says Konsul Gufon Otu Shvachon, and Zehiri says the only Wakainis that the Shvach belongs to the Zoche. So the Gemara asked, Leima Kitanoi, more or less in the middle of the Omid, Shtar Shekosov by Ribis, Kainzin Oisai Veinigoyve, Loyes Akeren, Veloyes Aribis, Divrei Rameya. So Rameya holds that there was a Knas, he should not be Goyve, the Keren. Vachachomim Oimrim, Goyve es Akeren, Aveloyes Aribis. So the Gemara is Leima Rav da Oma Kerameya. We see Rav Meir holds Konsu Hetera Otu Isure, that they consent that he cannot even be Goyve the Keren, which rightfully belongs to the Malve. Uziri da Omri Kerabonon. Ziri holds like the Rabonon that holds that he could be Goyve the Keren. Omer lecho Rav, anod omri afil rabon. I can hold even like the rabon. Ad kalek omri rabon and hosom ele keren de behetero. The etzem halvo is a dover hamuter. He lent the money. He made a condition that he has to pay interest on the halvo. But the etzem halvo is a dover hamuter. Abel hocha keren gufe komazik. But over here, the Karen, that what he puts down, is capable of being mazik, so therefore there's a svara here to cancel the goof. Uziri omaloch anod omri afilu rameya. I can hold like rameya. Ad kan loikoma rameya hosom eld mishas ksive do'ovad leisume. Mishas ksive sashtar. So they are over on Leisa Simon Olav Neshech. They're creating a Choyv with a Hischaivis of Tashlume Ribis. So therefore, the Choyv alone is a tool to create a Hischaivis of Ribis. So that is why, and one is over on the Halva before the Ribis is even paid. But the Chayv creates a Chayv, and there's a lav to make such a Chayv. The Mishas Ksive, the Ovid Leisume, is making a Simas Neshech, that this Halvo should be Mechayv at Hashlume Ribis. And that Kuf is also, the Halvo is also, Abul Hoche, Miyemer de Mazik. But here, who says Bechlau, that a hezek will come out from the takola that he put out by Shusaram. Let us see Taisvis. V'chachomim oimrim goive es haker. Mashma, so Taisvis says, the mashmo is ishe goive al pi ashtar, shtar shekosav boi ribis, that one can be goive with this shtar, afilu mimishabdi, even from mishabodim. A milva b'shtar, one is goivim from Mishubodim. So with this shtar, you can be goive the kerem from Mishubodim. The kosher l'ri, so the ri asks a kosher, loma hashtar kosher. Why is this a kosher shtar? Kiven sh'eidem oivrim aloy sesimun. The eidem b'shas v'chasman the shtar. They're over a Issa of Leise Simon Olav Neshech. So therefore, they should become Nifsa Leidis. Hafal gav de einom eide chomos, even though they're not eide chomos, they're not an aid that is choshud to steal money, they're not taking any money from the chsime, they ma'avichin klum, hakai malon ke abaye, the mish oichon the veil slahach is possible. And Eichon the Veil Slachis is also possible. You don't need a Rosh of the Chomis for Psoleidis. A Rosh that eats Nevelis, that's Oiva, that's an Avarian, is also possible. So what's the difference, the Aveira of Leis Eichon the Veil, or the Aveira of Leis Simon Olav Neshech, which the Eidem are Oiva? Vahoda Leitoni Lo Bezebeira. When it speaks out, the who becomes posel leedis, it doesn't mention that the eidim become posel leedis. So Taisu says, "Hachinami leitani leiva." It doesn't say that the leiva is also posel leedis. Ela bechlal malve yisei. The Gemara says a malve beribis is posel. The Mishnah says a malve beribis is posel leedis. So the leiva is nichlal. Kedemash ma'osam b'gemara. Gabi malve beribis, milve haba beribis, means a milve that came through ribis, so we malve the leidem. So then we should be malve the eidem also. So lecher the eidem become posel, the eidem should become posel eidis. There's a teretz on this kashe from the Ktzei Sachayishin. The Tzeis wants to say as follows, that he brings Aran. Aran says that a person is sheichet b'shabbos, so the shechita is kosher. Doesn't even think of a shechita as mumma. So the Aran explains why is it that way. So the Ran says that L'chayre, he's a mumma. So the Ran says he becomes the Ktosis and Simon and Beis Sivkot and Aleph. So he says he becomes a mumma after the Shechita. He becomes a Machal of Shabbos after he makes a Shechita. That's Mata, the boss, he's not a Mekalkal, he's a Mesakin. So then he's over on the Tilus Neshama. So then he becomes a mumma. But after the Shechita, after his Mechal Shabbos, then he becomes a mumma. But it's not a Shechita's mumma. So the Ktzais wants to say here also the same thing. The Taka Oivel is the Simon Olav Neshech. With the, after the Chasman, the Shtar, the Oivel is Simon Olav Neshech. So there'll be possible, Eidus Mikano Lahabe. But the Shtar is not possible. That's the Ktzeis's teretz. Al Koponim, Taisvis seems did not agree with this teretz. So Taisvis has a problem. So Lecherem, the Posel Aides, Hayideach Simis, so Taisvis holds that the Shtar should be Posel. How could he be Goivim and Mishabdi with the Shtar? Be'ein Loima, the Mayri, Be'ein Niker Haribis Bishtar. And speaking about that the elokos of stomach, the shtaret says pleini chayv le pleini money. The shtaret says that the loiva owes the malva a money, and this money includes the halvo and the ribis. Altogether, it's a money. The shtar did not break down why he owes a money. The shtar says the loiva was maskim. The loiva is buying the ribis. So the loiva was maskeh, that means he borrowed 3/4 of a money, and he's going to pay back a whole money, that's including the tashlumei ribis. And the loiva requested the eidim to chasma and ishtar. He told him, I owe him a money, and the eidim chasma and ishtar. So they were unaware, bechlal, that they are being over a level of similar, that this is a halvosh yesh peribis. V'savra edim shakil keren. So they were unaware that this is a halvoshi yesh peribis. So he can't be called a roshe if you're unaware that this is a halvoshi yesh b'yisa. V'achakach noida shuribis. And later we found out that this is a shtar she yesh b'yribis. So now we have a machloikis, if he gave us a keren and not gave us a keren, but the eidim al kaponim are not rishoim. So Taisu says, he can't say this teres. Vein loima. Why? The beperek eizel neshech, the Gemara brings down another machloikis. The Gemara brings down a ha'aloche. As shitrei choyv ha-mugdomim ha-posol. Hashtar choyv mugdom is posol. Posol means that you cannot even mon a fillo from the zman halvo. The zman mugdom is a posol zman. Hashtaitzich he can mon from that zman. Now a fillo from the zman halvo, it's also posol. So the Gemara wanted to be medame this aloche to Rameyer, just like Rameyer cancelled etera oto yisure. He said that only shtar shekosa beribis, not only can you mon the ribis, you cannot mon the keren either. So hu adin? Shtar chayiv, that's a shtar mugdem, you cannot mon, from the afilu, from this man alvo, and it's going according to Rameya. And, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan says that no, this can go full according to the Rabbana. Taras Rabbi Yochanan lo dehi de shitrei chayv u'magdomim psulma full atayim Rabbana gzeire shema yigve mizman rishon. So Rabbi Yochanan said the reason that it's posel is not it's posel als knas, it's posel als gzeire. That means this is a dangerous document. The document that says the halvor was nissen, in reality the halvor was here. So memele, so we cannot permit such a document to be used because a kilkel might come out, they might go and be goyve from nissen. So mitzad gzeire, they passed the shtar. And that the chamim also made it. So if we will say that shtar sheyesh shekosov by ribis is speaking about that when you look at the shtar says he owes a money, and the shtar does not specify that the reason that he owes a money is 3/4 for the alvo and 1/4 for ribis, it says stam that he owes a money, so memele, so the gzeire, the same gzeire that applies by a shtar chayva mugdim should apply by shtar shekosu by ribis. So the case cannot be speaking about shtar shekosu by ribis that it's not nikam mitoich hashtar that it was then the Chachamim should also be Geyser. And here we see Klal the Chachamim hold Shtar Sheyesh Peribis Geyver Sekeren. So Kochach it's speaking about is no Mokim L'Gzeir. It says Klal that the Keren is 3/4 of a money, the Ribis is 1/4 of a money. That's the case. Now if that is the case, so then we're back to the Kasha, so the Edom were aware that this is a Shtar Sheyesh Peribis, so the Oivel is a Simon Olav Neshech. That place is kash. We may nika b'shtar shesh b'ribis nami ligzor shem yigva ribis v'mokim keren. Ve'ein loima. So now Taisus wants to say another teretz. Shelakach ein ksheirim. The reason that the Eidim are kosher, the Nadrishoim, they weren't over the Sissimna Lab Nesher. Shloyasu Sume, that their Sime did not in any way create a Sime Sneshech, given Shenika Mitoch Ashtar HaRibis, Loyavai Ligvois HaRibis Ayedei Shtarze. So he won't be going with the ribis. Now, let us explain what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying as follows, that the Malve and the Eidem are evil is a simon of Neshech. Now, the Malve, the Loiva and the Eidem. Now, the Malve and Loiva are Eidem because they made a halvo with the Yischaivis of ribis. So that's the lot. Lois is simon of Neshech. Do not make a halvo with the hischaivus of ribis. Now, if the Edom are also over, now what the Edom did not make the halvo, so what are the Edom accomplishing with their chsime? The Edom are accomplishing with their chsime that this halvo, sheyesh by ribis, has a chosik. That means, so I'm enhancing the halvo. That means, since I'm being made, that there was a halvo sheyesh beribis, so now Bezdin will be goive through my chesime the ribis. So memela, that's called, I also enhanced, that's called, I also helped in creating a gviya of ribis on this chayv, by being made that there was such a chayv. I didn't make the chayv. The chayv came about through the malv and the loiva. The chayv sheyesh by ribis. But I'm enhancing this chayv sheyesh by ribis by enabling the malv to be given to the ribis that the loiva can be makrish, that there was no such chayv. That's how I'm enhancing. So the edim are over. Loise simon, because they enhanced the gviya of such a chayv, they enabled that such a chayv should poly the gviya's ribbits. So Taisvis says, I got news for you. I got news for you. Lemaise Bezdin will never be going for the ribbits through their aides, because you bring this star to Bezdin. So Bezdin sees, it's a star sheyesh by ribbits. So Bezdin says, Karen, you can be going for the ribbits, you can't be going for. Chas v'sholom. So memela, the Edom didn't accomplish anything with chasmening on the shtar. Their Edis did not in any way enhance the gviyas haribis. So then I revelate the simon. Taisis brought a Mishnah that the Edom are revelate the simon. I just had a psabayr de kizach. For all this man beizel nesher, she Edom are revelate the simon. Hainu kegoin she'ein niker haribis miteich hashtar. That is, when in the shtar, it does not say, the shtar, it says an innocent statement, that the loiva owes a money to the malva. Now, if we would break down this chi of money, we would know, pshad is like this, that he owes 3/4 of a money because there was a halvo of 3/4 of a money, and 1/4 of a money is tashlumei ribis. But the shtar was written by a shrewd lawyer. He knew that Bezdin, such a shtar would come to Bezdin. Bezdin would never be going for such a shtar. So the lawyer wrote the shtar as follows, that Reuven owes Shimon a money, and to aid him chasmanda. Oh, so then, their edis is enabling that there should be a gvias ribis. The loiva can never tain it that I don't owe him a money. To edim chasmin, you do owe a money. So it could be that that's a teretz on the kasha. Taisu said, "Ask the kasha. How could you be goiva with the shtar? The edim rapsul and doiva leisus imnol of nesher." So Taisu says, "Na punfaka." Here we're speaking about shtar shekosu by ribis means that it's, that there's a breakdown in the shtar. It says that the chayv was 3/4 of a money, the ribis is 1/4. So in this shtar will never come lidei gvias ribis, because Bezdin will never allow it. So memele, So they didn't become possible by chasming on the shtar. All they accomplished with their chasim is that they'll pay the 3/4 of a mona. The ribbis will never pay all the shtazu. So therefore, they did not in any way enhance the chayv sheyesh by ribbis. The Mishnah Neis HaNeshech that says the Eidam HaOiver is if the shtar was written in an oifen that covered up that the chiyuv of the quarter of the money is for ribbis, so there they enhance the gviyas achayv. Now that there's eid meyoz amana, Besna will be gave with the money. So Taisus has a beautiful teretz. So Taisus says, the amrinen bishmaiten the mishas ksiva oved leisuma. Now, if you're telling me a beautiful shtick teretz, that the Mishnah is speaking about, that there's a breakdown in the shtar, and therefore, the chsima on this shtar will never enable the malva to be given the ribbis. She said a beautiful shtick teire, but the Gemara says, mishas ksiva oved leisume, with the ksiva, the Gemara says, there was a leisa simon. Yeah. Im kein bistar sa oivrem beloi sase. So by Emerson, we have to understand, Tosfos just said a beautiful shtick teire, that if the ribbis is, the chi of ribbis is spelt out in the shtar, the eidim should be oivrem beloi sase. So we have to really understand pshat and the Gemara. What is pshat and the Gemara? Bishas ksive ovid like Overlay Belaysa Simon. Why Yaiva Elaysa Simon? What is Takib Shah? So before we go further, let us see the next Taisavis. The Emerson Taisavis, Lives by Akasha. The Mishas Ksiva Overlay Sume, Taimel Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Masume Yeshkan, Umama Zeke Seidusan Loloive. Valoy La Yigvu Besn Haribis Ayidei Starze. Kivin Shenika B'Seich HaRibis. So Taisus Taka asks, why, where's the Elisa Simon over here, B'Shas Tiva? The Ksiva doesn't accomplish anything. The Ksiva doesn't accomplish anything. So Taisus buys by Akasha, but Taisus over here means, I don't understand the Gemara. But the Gemara says, you are a Elisa Simon. You have to know Pshat in the Gemara. That is Pshat, not Taisus. So I thought at Teretz, then Baruch Hashem, I found that Bemison Behemet Shaila says Kematis Teretz. I wanted to elaborate a little on the Teretz. Behemet Shaila is in Simen Reish Samach Zayin Ais Gimel. I'd like to be Magdem with a Muridike Ritve and a Mishnah Melech and a Machna Frayim, then perhaps this will understand the Teretz better. The Ritve in Kedushin says, Machna Frayim also says, Mishnah Melech says, a Muridike Zach. We have to know if a person lends, Luvin lends Shimon 3/4 of a money, and the condition is she pay him back a money. So the halva was made with a condition. I'm lending you 3/4 of a money, you pay me back a money. So the Ritva says, this is chayvus hischal. Shimon owes him 3/4 of a money for the halva, and 1/4 of the money for ribbis. He owes him the money. There's no shay, it's halva with a condition. Taka owes him. The Torah says, "Al tikach miitai." You shouldn't take the ribbis. You number the loisashich. You shouldn't pay the ribbis. This is yeredeya. This is isurim. This is frumkeit. But he owes him the money. He owes him the money. But the Torah says, "Don't pay back the money. Don't take the money." But there was chal ahischayves. There was chal ahischayves. When Reuven gets the money, he's not a gazlan. He's a zabalva beribis. But there's a mitzvah, b'chayach yichimach, he should give it back, over the lech yusa. But he owes him the money. There was a chayv. The alva beribis creates a chayv. There's only isurim, and the isurim are not mafkiya the chayv. So let us think for 1 minute. When a person, when Reuven lends Shimon money, Reuven lends Shimon money, balpeh. So it's a milva balpeh. So the, his chayvus is that the loiva owes the malve a money, 3/4 of a money for the chayv, and 1/4 for the ribbis. What is if the loiva died? Let's not talk about frum people. Let's talk about, the not frum people. What if the loiva died? Can you mourn from the yisayimim? Can you mourn from lekuches? No. That day you need already a milva b'shtah. From lekuches, you zich need a milva b'shtah. Need a milva b'shtah. So the eidim, al yidei chasimosom, they made it a milva b'shtah. So they enhance the chayv of ribbis. That's like chesimah lol of nesher. That means without your chesimah, there's a chayv take, but it's a chayv without a schus gviyim elakuches. With your chesimah, now it's a chayv with a schus gviyim elakuches. So that's the like chesimah lol of nesher. So that makes shailus as who says everyone goes to Bezn, pashteitzer. If you'll go to Bezn, Bezn will never permit that you should be going with the ribbis, but who? Yeah, every didn't say you have to go to Bezn. Everyone goes to Bezn. The Malve comes to Lukuches and he says, "Look, here's a shtar chayv to Eidim Gechasmet. I lent him the dust, and he owes me a quarter of a money for ribbis, and it became a shubit. The karka became a shubit. It's a milva b'shtar." The lekuches don't ask any shailus and finished. So the eidim accomplished a simas nashech with their chsimetak, and they accomplished something. Not all the time they have to go through Bezdin. They'll go straight to the lekuches, and they'll be, and a shibud was chal on the karka to be given from the lekuches. So al kaponim, let's get back to Taisus. So Taisus has a Gemara. The Gemara says, "B'shas k'siva oved leisume." There was with the k'siva sashtar, ayidei k'siva sashtar, the chayv of ribbis was enhanced. That a shibud was now chal to be goyvim elakuches, and who enhanced this shibud? The eidim enhanced, and there were evil leisus imen olav nashach. So the apostle eidim. So we're back to the kashis, I bezoi. So if the apostle Eidim, how can we use this shtar? V'yeshloim ed leisesimun olav neshech le'inshi v'malva v'loive v'orev mashmeluhu lochi le'mifsalu b'ochi. That Eidim think, that means if they be real lomdim, the Eidim, so they would know they're evil Simon, and that they still chasm on the shtar, so they're a shoy, 100%. But a normal aide who's not too well educated, he knows the love of Leisa Simon, so he knows this lomdis, the malvin loive, that the choiv came about through their ktsitsis haribis, they're evil Leisa Simon, that's Shalom Simon Olam Neshech, the Orav also, The chayv came about, the whole chayv came about through his guaranteeing that there'll be, that if the chayv won't be paid, he'll pay up the chayv. The oivel is a simon olav nesher, but the eidim think, the eidim, what are we doing? They didn't know the hemek shaila. They knew the ris kasha. What are they doing? Not doing anything. So the alba bekitzel. So they're under the impression they're not oivel. So, the Gabi Psuleidis is a klal, ignorance is bliss. If they are unaware that they're doing an Aveira, so they don't become Rishoyim. They're not called a Roshe, because they don't know that it's Osa. Rishlam Tlesina of Nashach Linchi, Bimalve Veloiva Vore Mashmulu, Lohochi Lemipsuli Bohochi. Keda Amrina and Taisus brings a Gemara in Bamatsiya Lisachmid Leinchi Belaidami Mashmalu. They also The people think leisachmoid is if tafki if you take away yenim's chayfitz without paying for it. But if you give money, so people think you're not over leisachmoid, which is wrong. But people think like this and they don't become nifsel leidis through if they go and give money bal koche the moich and take away the chayfitz. So the Knesset HaGdoyle asks Akasha, fine. Okay, leisimanol of neshech. You'll give them a questionnaire. Who's able to simon all of neshech? The malve, the loive, the horav. We're not over. Fine. So then that was showing. But what's with the love of lifneiver? But lamaise, I mean, lifneiver, they see to mirsha, this love you know, I mean, through you, let's be megashim the inyan. The malve told the loive that, listen, I won't lend you the money without a shtar. I mean, we're not too elach eden between you and me, so mamela, I need a shtar. I want to have proof that, that there was such a havo with ribbis. So the whole havo came about through the chsime. So, so the evil if naiva, so they should become posel aides. Als bin evil if naiva. So the Knesset HaGdoyle says that's not the story. The story is that the Malve said, I'll lend you the money without the shtar. Yes, it says, I would like a shtar, but not that the halvo was dependent by Yudei shtar. So it's like, it's not Re'ivri Denare, that means Vakerti. He just wants, I'm not marshalling. The Malva said, Klol, that I'll lend the money for without a shtar, I trust you, and thus I don't need a shtar, and finished. So Memele, then I don't need to be given from Lekuchi. I don't need this. Liesa says, if you have to wait, then I'd appreciate it. So I'll kapon him. So then I'll evil if naiva. It's a pchala shayla if you get Malkas on if naiva, it's a lav shesh by mice, you don't cost the ladies. I'll kapon him. There are different fathom to fathom for this discussion. That's one teretz. Inam, a second teretz. Kigoin shiyesh eidem shoyu anusim machmas nafoshes. That this shtar that was written, this eidem that come and tell us that they watched this whole ceremony. And they were told they were told to write a shtar chasman a shtar. They said chas v'sholom, and then a gun was pointed to them and said either you chasman the shtar or say vidui and finished. So they went and chasman on the shtar. So memela said they're not posalaidis v'chay ben v'leishiyomus ben. So memela they're not rishoyim. That's the story. You have two other Eidim that witnessed that they were forced to chasma. Frekt Rab Shimon, Amir Dike Kashe, Frekt Rab Shimon. So it comes out, the shtar was written, Eidei Pachad Mise. So how do you know Bechada was a halvo? It says, Goivin Asaker. According to the Chacham, Ben Goivin Aseribis. So Toises Takashe, you know the Eidabar Rishoyim, how can we go over the Keren? The way of Leisa Sima, Toises says they're not Rishoyim. They were forced to chasme. So if they're forced to chasme, who says Bechlali owes them the Keren either? Who? Whatever they signed was on the gunpoint, so they signed. So how can we go over the Keren? As if like Rab Shimon. He wonders, no one asks this Kashe. So he says, Al Kocher Tav Mizogin, that the gun point was from the Loive. The Loive pointed a gun at them and told them they shechasman the shtar. So we see here, Dasam is Chayiv on the Choy. The Loive is telling them to sign that he owes 3/4 of a money for the Keren and 1/4 of a money for the Ribbit. So if the Loive, so we see here, Dasam is Chayiv on the Loive, and that's a Mishchayivis. So Memele, no, they're not allowed to chasme. That, they did this under, because of Pachad Mise. V'chein so, L'chaim HaTaisus says, really, this teretz, you have to say, Shitrei Chayv Amagdome, it says that it's possible. Yesh Mamidam Oysa Kerameir. The Gemara Nezaneshir wants to say it's possible only according to Rameir. Aval Rabbonim Ksherim. But according to Rabbonim, it's a kosher ishtar, a kaponim from this man Halvo. No, how is it a kosher ishtar? The Edom Apostle. Here there's no dreidlich over here. They chasmid an ashtar mugdom, which is mamish eide sheker. They're chasmining that the halvo was in the sin and really wasn't here. Va'afilu rameyer ein a poisal mitam knas, va'moyer lo yeidim psulamein, shechosmu al shtar mugdom. Ela yesh loimer, she has to say this tarot, shesh eidim shei anusim machmas nefoshes. Eidim are being made, that that was the story, that they were forced. Inami. Ataisa says, this kasha from Shitchei Chayva Magdomim, really there we don't have so much of a problem. Kegoin she'omru, te'inu b'shnas ha'melech. We made a tois b'shnas ha'melech. That could be that Taka made a tois. I mean, they didn't know, could be it's speaking about, they didn't know when he became melech, how many years it is that he was melech, so... That's how the Mugdim came about. They said it was 4 years from when he became Melech, and really it was 5 years when he became Melech. They wrote 4 years. I mean, it can be given from the year before. By Marida Lochi Kerabona. We paskin like the Rabona. Afogav the Kamlon Kamei Bigzeira Yisov. Tavke Bigzeira Yisov. The loy biknasaisov. He says, this din over here, if you pay the keren, you don't pay the keren, it's not a gzeire, it's a knas. And by knosses, we paskin like rabbin, we paskin like terabon. V'chein poskoloch is doilus kerabon and ramei mitam ze, pumberes chaveri, minekes chaveri. It is also a machloikes between ramei and the chachomim, if one the Chazal asked to marry a Muberes Chaveroi, because maybe the child, when he'll be born, the new husband will be boil her, and she become Muberes again. So this new baby that's born will die from malnutrition. It won't have food. So the Gemara explains, so every Muberes, when she gives birth, let us be afraid that she'll become Nisaber again, and what'll be with the child. So the Gemara says, every child, it's the father's child, so he'll make sure his wife became Muberes. He'll get a Menekes, he'll get formula, he'll give something to make sure that the child should have enough nutrition. If his wife becomes Muberes, but Muberes Chavere, this is not his child, so Mamela, so that's not his problem. So, therefore Chazal asked to marry Muberes Chavere, Menekes Chavere, because maybe she'll become Muberes again, and the child will suffer from this. Fine. That's an issue. What happens if he did marry? So now there's Machlikas Chameel de Chachamim. The Chachamim old, so he has to give her a get, but he can remarry her after the dangerous month passes, after 24 months, and she was maining this child, then he can remarry her. Ramey said, no, he can never marry her. Ramey made a knas. He made sure he married her, but it's finished. So Mamela, so there also the Bahag doesn't pass like Rameya because this is Knosoisov, not Kseroisov. We pass like the Chachamim. Now let us get back to the Gemara. We had a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Zeiri. Rav holds Konsu Gufon Otoshvachon, Kolokoinim Beizochem. He can take the goof also, and according to Zir, he can only take the shvach. So the Gemara says, "Leimer kahani tanoi." L'chere, it's a machlokes from these tanoi. We learned a baraisa as follows. A moitza itivnei bekashe l'shus haram l'zvodam, v'huzik b'macha, chay b'niskay, v'chol ha'koydem b'hem zocho, v'asurim mishum gezel. Now we'll see this is a little double talk. The Gemara is going to speak about this. V'chol ha'koydem b'hem zocho, that means whoever takes it is zoche. Then it says, v'asurim mishum gezel, you're not allowed to take it. So we'll see soon what's the pesha hadvorim. Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer, kol ha'makalkim b'shusram v'iziku chayom l'shalem, chol ha'koydem b'hem zocho, u'motorim mishum gezel. There's no problem of taking it. So the Gemara says, ha'gufa kashe. Now what is pshat in the Tanna Kama? Amrit kol ha'koydem b'hem zocho. So that means everyone can take it. V'od ha'koma asurim mishum gezel. V'lalav ochi koma. V'chol ha'koydem b'hem zocho b'shvocho. B'shvach y'zoche. V'asurim mishum gezel ha'gufa. So the Tanna Kama says, the goof, you're not allowed to take. Shvach, you're allowed to take. Also, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lameyma, Afila goof, Onami, Kol HaKoydem B'hem Zocho. So we have here an often machlokes tanoim, what the din is by the goof. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, you can take the goof also. That's like Rav. And the Tanna Kama holds, Asurim Mishim Gezel, you can only take the Shvach, not the Guf. So the Gemara says, Lizeiri Vadai Tanoihi. According to Zir, the Zich Machlek is Tanoi. Rav Shimon Gamliel Zicha holds, you can be going with the Guf. And he passes like the Tanna Kama. So the Gemara says, L'Rav Mileima Tanoi. Am I forced to say, according to Rav, it's also Machlek is Tandoi, Amaloch Rab, the Kulalme Kansa Gufon Mishim Shvach. Now, Rab says, I don't have to say some Machlekes Tandoi. Everyone holds like me. Kansa Gufon Mishim Shvach, Bahoche, Bahaloche, Bain Meiren Ken Kamiflagi. The Shaila is, if the Haloche is Kalakaydim Emzoche, that means, B'dievet, if a person was zeich in it, he's zeich in it. Pein meiren kein. But person, someone asks a shayla, I'm allowed to take it. They tell him chas v'sholom, ya gazlan. If he took it, he's zeich in it. But ein meiren kein. The itma, we learned Ravuna marav aloche ve'ein meiren kein. Ravache marav oma aloche u'meiren kein. And let us see Rashi. Leziri vaday tanoi, the lekamayim of the kulamay loikansu, the Rav Shimon Gamliel konis, the goof also. Baloche vein moirin ken kamiflagi. Tanakame sova, haloche the konsu goofa. The loch is konsu goofa. Vein moirin ken. Vein moirin ken. Vachi kama, haloche kolakoyne memzocha filagufa, the yevit. Kolakoydem b'hem zocho is just telling us if someone took it for himself, the goof, it's his. Aba v'yosi mireisha l'kamon l'imluchi, but if someone comes, asks us a shayla, am I allowed to take it for myself? I'm ringing lei asurim mishim gezel. We tell him it's asurim mishim gezel. So memelas, according to Rav, it could be both tanoim hold that konsa gufon mishum zvachon. The shayla is, if it's only lahaloche, but ain meirin kein, or it's afilu meirin kein, that's a machlokes tanoi. Fragte gemore eini, how could you say that Rav Huna marav said aloche ve meirin kein, vor Rav Huna afke chushli? There was a maise that someone put out Sa'irim, the Rishus Arabim, to dry out. And Rav Huna was mafkin is chushlam, there was a kelkeire, kol ditzrich, kol dichvin, take it. So we see klo, it was meirin kein. Ravade Barave, after Slikuste, we'll see these are the Shmorim or the Psalis of Tmorim. So some after. Gemos has Bishlam Ravade Barave, Tishmait Ravade Barave, Ot Allah Hamoyren Kain, El Ravun, Elema Hodebei, Gemos has Hanu Muslimave, these people who put out in the Rishus Arabim, the Bali, the Chushle, they were warned many times not to do it, and they did it, and then is, so if they defy the Aschos Bezen, then is, according to Rafuna, is Meirin came. Zogt Rashi, Avkir Chushli, Soirin Klufin, this is barley that it's peeled from the husks. Sheshatach ish echad b'shus harabim. He spread it out in the shus harabim. Kidei sheyishyapshu. It should dry out. He had a lot of soirim. He didn't have a large area to spread it out, so he took the shus harabim to dry out his soirim. Vivkiron ravune. Bahire shakoydim b'mzoche. The Davoine would be better if Rashi would have said Shehoire, because Ravuna Avke Chushli. So if we say Shehoire, that's the Taish Ifkiron. Ifkiron means Shehoire, Shehakoyde Memzoche. That was the Ifkiron. He said you're allowed to take it. If Ifkiron means one thing, not Hoire, so where do you see the Ravuna Avke Chushli? Where do you see that he was Hoire? If Kiron ve Hoire, Shehoire would be much better. But I didn't find anyone should say this. Ravade Barave Avke Slikuste Psoilis Itzurei Tmorim. This is the Psoilis from the Tmorim which are squeezed out. Shosamem Sheikha. Lishna Chine Shimrei Sheikha Tmorim. These are the Shmorim from the Sheikha. Umenagvin Oysan, so you take this, Ke'en Yayin Korush, Umachilon Lachamorim. So again, this Slikuste, he had an enormous amount of Slikuste, he had to dry it out, he didn't have a large area to do it, so he helped himself to the Rishus Harabim. So Memele, Kishmaite, the Omar Lachamorim came, Musrinave, Shehisru kama pomim bebailim, and they ignored Pascho Bezim. Zaptaisvis, lay mekahani tanoi. Zaptaisvis, mikan yesh lechia. Lay garsinin bemasnisin bemilse de rabshimen gamliel, kolakoidem bemzoche. And in our Mishnah, we're not geiris, kolakoidem bemzoche. We are geiris. In our Mishnah, it says, let's see the Lashna Mishnah for 1 minute. I might see a Stivnoi Bekasha Lashus Rabbis Volim Pusik Bemacher Chai Beniskim Chalakoinim Bemzoche. I'm Shimon Gamliel Oime, Kal Makad Mishus Rabbis Bezikra Yom Lashalim Chalakoinim Bemzoche. Now before we go further, let us just see again the Lashna of Rashi, which will now appreciate what Rashi is saying. So Rashi says, Kal Makalklam Bishus Rabbim, Rashi in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shomi Letane Kamed Leikonis Elo Shvocho. Oh. Avol Guf Oloi, Kedektoni Bebraise Bigmore. Was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Meima, the Guf Nami Kolakoinem Beizoch. So Rashi is saying what Taisvis does not want to say. It's Rashi is saying, the both of them say Kolakoinem Beizocho. So what's the Machlekes? So Rashi says, because the Tanakam was only kindness the Shvach, and he was kindness afilo the Guf also. So Taisvis is asking Akashe, so why do we have to bring the Baraisa from the Mishnah Gufe? It's Muchach. Taisvis is asking Akashe from the Mishnah Gufe, it is Muchach, that is a Machloikis, if Kansu Gufa Mitzvah Shvach, why did we have to bring the Baraisa? Now, before we turn the page, let us see the Lishna Achina of Rashi. Lishna Achina. Then Rashi says, a second shot in the Machlokes. So Rashi is saying that this is really Amoitzi Estivne Vekashel Shus Aram is speaking about Shaloi Bershus. That's how the Gemara said the Mishnah is going to fill according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds Im Huzak Potter. That's Tavke. Amoitzi Estivne is speaking about Shaloi Bershus. It's speaking about Shloi Bishasai Sos Volim, or it's speaking about Tivnoi, Kakashi, the Mishalki, and there's never a shoes to put the Zabashus Ram. Then he Musak Ben Chayim Lishalim, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Afilo Bishus, you also Chayim. So Rashi in the second Loshon says that the Machloikis is in Huzak Ben. Rashi in the first Loshon says the Machloikis is in in the Shvach and the Guf. Rashi in the second Loshon says, in the Machlokes is in Huzak Ben. Okay, now, let's go to Taishvis. Mikan yesh leichia, the loy garsinim b'masnisim b'mursin rab shimon gamliel kolakaydim b'mzoche. Di garsinenai, havelai la'asuyei, so the Gemara should have bought la'masnisim, so Boshe bought the Mishneh. Ba'alkoch Hashem Gamliel agufam namikonis dilavochi ba'may pligi atanakam alkoch. That's the machloikis. So Taisus is machriach that you're not keres this in the Mishnah. So I just like to say one nekuda. You're not keres it. Fine. Okay. If you're not keres it. So what is the machloikis? So you have to say the machlekes is, like the second Loshon of Rashi, the machlekes is, im huzak chayim l'shama potel l'shalem. The tanekam ol davke shaloi b'shus yechayim l'shalem. I'm shema gimlil holds afilu b'shus. Yeah, I mean that's what you have to say. So l'chayre, I wanted to say one nekude. So if we were, Taisus has to say that, I mean, Taisus, if Taisus is not Geiris, how koch the machlekes is by Bushus. Now, we had a kasha of Taisus on the Mishnah. Taisus on the Mishnah said, Gemara tzad, that the Reish is speaking about Bushus. So Taisus said, if it's speaking about Bushus, watch out, kolokoy de memzoche. So Taisus says he left it after 30 days. That's what Taisus says. He had Rishus for 30 days. He left it after 30 days. So Al Koponim, so Dachsich Mir, so then L'chayre, you could say as follows. If we will say, according to the second Loshon of Rashi, Hamaitzi Estivnei V'kash L'shus HaRabim, Min Shalei B'shus, he had no right to put it in the first place. So the Tanna Kama says, Kolokaydim Bemzoche. You're a shagit, you had no right to put it there. So Memela, Kolokaydim Bemzoche. That's what the Tanna Kama says. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Afilu Bershus. He wasn't a shagit, he put it there, it was Bershus. And if it was Mazik, Yachai, fine. Kolokaydim Bemzoche means he didn't take it. He had a permit for 30 days. So after 30 days, he should have taken it out of the Shusarab. He didn't do that. Now, between you and me, he's not such a sheikh as like the first one, like the Tanakame. The Tanakame, he had no right to put it in to begin with. So Mameila there, the Tanakame said, Kolokoydim Bemzoche. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Al-Kochach is speaking about that the Yedrashus, that's the Machloikis. I mean, that's the whole Machloikis, you're not Geiris. So the Machloikis is Afilu Bershus, Im Huzak Chayim L'Sham. But he's speaking about Bershus. So if he's speaking about Rishus, so Kolakoyde Memzoche has to be speaking about that even though he had a right to keep it there, but he should have taken it in after the 30 days. So he's not such a big Shagit. He's also upset. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, and that also there's a din kolakoydim b'mzoche. So l'chayr, afilu we be geiris in the Mishnah, kolakoydim b'mzoche, the machloikis can be in shvach alone. The machloikis, we don't have to say the machloikis is in gufon, like it says in the Baraisa. The Baraisa is muchach,
Because one says Asa Mishim Gesel, one says Muta Mishim Gesel. So Kochel is a machloikis in the goof. But the Mishnah, it could be the machloik, the Rav Shimon Gamliel is moisev on the Tane Kame, that filo hinicham b'rshus, but he didn't take it in after 30 days, they also canceled. So that's a bigger rabusa than the Tane Kame. Al Kaponim, this is Taisus Kash. Vishloime, davamotsi letchuye. Taisus says, nah, could be take, that, Yargoyres, the Kula Rav Shimon Gamliel, Bohachi Koma, Shirav Shimon Gamliel Oima, Kalmakalkam Shus Arabim, Husak Behem, Chayv Rashalim, Kalakayvim Behem Zoch. It's one big memory of Rav Shimon Gamliel. I don't understand Klorep, seems, I mean, usually, the when you have one big memory, Lachari is being machadish something in the first Bove, and this is, I mean, here, the first Bove, he says, Adobo, that, Tivnoi Bekashoi, and Rav Shimon Gamliel said, all Mekalkulon. So why do you talk about Tivnoi Bekashoi if he holds all Mekalkulon? Anyway, that's what Taisva says. Inami Salkadaitoch, here Taisva is a very geschmack of Teretz. Tavna Tivnoi Bekashoi. The Ike Shvoche Tuve. Tivnoi Bekashoi, there's a Mirdik in the Soyim. You have Tevin Vikash, and it's useless now, and you put it in the Rishus HaRabim, you have an abundance of fertilizer. Thus is a Meiradik in the soil. So there, I would think, in the Kolokaydim Bemzocha, you have to give a big deterrent when there's a big Yetzahor. Avor Shah Dvorim Loi, but other things, you tell them not. It's very good. You have to make a whole Geratschke to say Kolokaydim Bemzocha, if the whole thing is not such a big Nisoyin, some Mele. Basam Shim Gamliel, the name of the Cholam Mekalkon Shavna, the last Buel Shvoche Pult, that's the Chiddish of Rav Shim Gamliel. So again, so it could be everyone holds like Konsu Allah Shvochem, but the Machlekes is, that they can't say Afilu Bayadov Shesh Le Shvach Pult. For her the Koma, the Asurim Mishim Gesel. So the moment to say, so the machlekes is, Asur Mishim Gezel, Mutar Mishim Gezel is going on the goof. Leiboy Lameimed Asur Mishim Gezel, Loise Shekodem Vezocha. Maybe the Shaila is, Kalakoydem Vezocha means you could use it. Now the Shaila is, does it become yours? We had mentioned such a Svara before from Dimrei Moshe. Could be Kalakoydem Vezocha means you can take it, but it doesn't become yours. So it's Mutar Mishim Gezel. I can steal it from you. And could be the Tana Kama holds its mamishes, you can't steal from him. Loise shikon of his och, but Shimon Gamliel come with the maton. Then svore the lips look of och, this be machlikis tanoim. And this nekude, it's not mistaken. The ziri vadai tanoi. Then svore loime the pligi baloch a meirin kein linien svore the pshiti de lakula alme meirin. So that's, Taisus means to say like this. Taisus means to say, by Shvoche, if according to Zira, they all only cancel the Shvach. Now, the reason that they cancel the Shvach is, I mean, they said Aloch, not allowed to put it out. We're speaking about, he put it out Be'isa, or he left it there Be'isa. Then they made a deterrent that a person shouldn't do it. They said, Kolokaydim Bemzoch. Now, if there'll be a man the Yoma that'll say, Aloche vein Meirin came, so this is not a deterrent at all. So that means, you tell him, that means, so what are we gonna tell the Shegits? The Shegits put it out Bisa. So you say, you know, if someone's gonna take it, it'll belong to him, she says, but let me ask you, Rabbi, if he's gonna ask him a lot to take it, what are you gonna tell him? I'll tell him not allowed to take it. They have nothing left to worry about. We're an ear from tzaddikim, chassidim, shem retire mitzvahs. I'm not scared. I'm the shegitz. I'll put it out there. And then I'll put a sign underneath, and whoever takes this is Eveli Sigzel. I'll put up the sign. You don't even have to tell them. I'll tell them Eveli Sigzel. So they have no deterrent whatsoever. So Memela, that's not mistaver, that I'm schwach, there should be someone should say Aloche Veimoyre came. Then you didn't accomplish anything by saying Kol HaKodem Zoche, because this is only going on the Shkotzim who are Zoche, and Elohim won't do it. And the goof is this is already a bonus. The Ikar deterrent is the Shvach. And we add it on that you know if he's a Sheketz, he can take the goof also. So this is a Hisafa and the deterrent. This is a Machlikis Tanoim, if it's Aloche Moyre came, or Aloche Vein Moyre came.